When completed, the Kichigami State Trail will be an 88-mile non-motorized paved recreational trail between Two Harbors and Grand Marais along the shore of Lake Superior. And joining us now by phone from Two Harbors is Kevin Johnson. He's an area supervisor with the DNR Parks and Trails. Hey, welcome, Kevin.
Good morning. I'm the assistant area supervisor here in Two Harbors.
Okay, well, Kevin, for folks that don't know what we're really talking about the Kichigami Trail, give us some background on the trail and how it came to be.
Well, the Kichigami State Trail started back in the early 90s with a group of Cook County resort owners and citizens that were looking at incorporating a touring trail, a bike trail, when MnDOT was rebuilding Highway 61. So they contacted MnDOT and they contacted the DNR, and they were both interested in working with this group, and they formed a nonprofit in 1996, and then in 1999, they got it designated a state trail. The first section was built with the reconstruction of Highway 61 in 2001, coming out of Gooseberry Falls State Park. When they rebuilt a section of the highway, the old roadbed became the trail.
Okay, I think a lot of us see that when we're driving up and down the shore. What's currently under construction this year?
Currently, we just finished a section that's like 2.3 miles coming out of Silver Bay going back towards Beaver Bay. And some of the folks involved in that section were the Kichigami Trail Association, which they're the ones that promote the trail and assist with getting funding to develop it. Also, another partner in that project was Cleveland Cliffs Natural Resources. We crossed their property, and they gave us permission or donated the parcel for us to cross their property. The city of Silver Bay, we crossed some of their property, which is a little city park right next to the arena, and also we worked with the Beaver Bay Township and the Lake County commissioners on that project.
Is there much of the trail that does cross private property?
Not a lot of it. Generally, we try to build the trail either in MnDOT right-of-way with the reconstruction of Highway 61 or where the highway has already been built or in other sections where it makes sense. Or we utilize public lands like state park lands, or we have some trail on U.S. Forest Service property coming out of Temperance River down to Tofty. But the majority of it is on public lands or public right-of-ways. But currently we have about 28 miles completed. The longest section goes from Gooseberry Falls State Park to Beaver Bay. There's an 8-tenths of a mile section of gravel road coming out of Beaver Bay going up the West Road, and then that connects to this new section that we just built from the West Road coming into Silver Bay. And that section has spectacular views. And then we also have other sections up in Cook County from Schroeder through Temperance River State Park to Tofty. There's a section there that's 5 miles or something long, and then on the other side of Tofty, coming all the way back to County Road 34. Right now, if you drive past the Lutzen area, there's a 1.5 mile section there that's under construction. That will connect to the Ski Hill Road.
Is that construction that's going to be completed this summer?
Yes. Okay. They're planning on having that section paved if weather goes, cooperate, probably mid-summer. So, end of July, I would think they'd have that section paved and open.
Okay.
So then that'll be a fairly long section there from the Ski Hill Road going all the way back to Tofty. The next sections that we're looking at getting built are the West Road that's connecting the Silver Bay section to Beaver Bay, 0.8 mile of trail. We're starting the engineering on that this summer. And then the next section is Grand Marais back to Cascade River State Park. We have some of the funding available, but this next bonding session, we're going to be putting in for the matching funds to pay for that trail development back from Grand Marais to Cascade River State Park.
But we do want to let folks know that of that 28 miles of completed trail, it is open to the public. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. It's a paved, 10-foot wide paved bike trail, and it's open to the public. public dollars were used to develop it, build it, just similar to the highway system. And it's open for non-motorized trail uses like biking, inline skating, walking, hiking, jogging, those kind of things.
Okay, and I know that there's places to park along the trail.
Yeah, there's areas like on that Beaver Bay back to Gooseberry Falls State Park. There's a trailhead facility in Beaver Bay that's just a parking lot, kiosk, bike rack, and you can access it there. Lake County is working with the city of Beaver Bay on getting that facility developed and building a nice restroom facility, kiosk, and a nice paved parking lot there. And then there's other parking and trailhead opportunities on that section in Split Rock Lighthouse State Park and also at Twin Points Public Water Access and at Gooseberry Falls State Park. And then on the section up in Schroeder, you can park at the Schroeder parking lot there on the north end of town or east end of town in Temperance River State Park and also in Tofty at that public water access there is a good locations to access the trail.
Well, we're visiting with Kevin Johnson of the DNR Parks and Trails and for an update on the Gichigami Trail State Trail System. Kevin, is there anything else you'd want to add?
Just some of the other future stuff that we're looking at is the Lake and Cook County Board of Commissioners is working with the Gichigami Trail Association and the DNR and DOT on upcoming and working through a plan to figure out funding for the upcoming sections and a schedule. So that's one of the new things that the different local units of government are working with the Trail Association. If you utilize this trail, support the Gichigami Trail Association. They help us provide funding for some maintenance equipment and also promoting the trail on keeping the development happening. So I'd like to put a plug in for the Gichigami Trail Association. And they have a website and a pretty active group of board members.
Yeah, and there for more information about the Gichigami Trail Association is available at www.ggta.org. Hey, thanks for joining us today, Kevin.
Yep, thank you.